World Wetlands Day is Sunday, the 4th of February. It's the end of this week, and we're going to take you through the wetlands right through this week in some depth. Vishnu Prahalad is author of Tasmanian Salt Marsh Plants Guide, so he literally wrote the book on it. Hi, Vishnu.
Good morning, Rick. How are you doing?
Very, very well, thanks. What are you focusing on?
This weekend?
Year? Yeah.
The World Wetlands Day is sort of set out by the Ramsar Convention internationally. So they set out a theme every year for bodies around the world to celebrate wetlands on. So this year the theme is urban wetlands. So that's the theme given to us. But we're celebrating wetlands in general, but urban wetlands will be a focus.
We struggle to have much urban area at all in Tassie. So where are our urban wetlands in and around Hobart?
Well, urban wetlands can be suburban wetlands too. In fact, in Lauderdale, where we're having this event on Sunday, there's a fantastic example of a suburban wetland, the Roscommon Wetlands, created by the Clarence City Council. Phil Watson from the council was involved in its creation. So what it does is it provides an alternative to the usual technique of putting the stormwater into a machine and the machine doing the work for us. So in this case, the wetlands are doing the work that the machine would otherwise do. But on the other hand, the wetlands are also providing a range of other functions like carbon sequestration, ecosystem services, birds, and a fantastic area for the local community to walk in and so forth.
And was this man-made, this wetlands?
Yes, man-made. Yeah, it was man-made. And you can see it on Google Earth, and it's a really nice string of streams. The water goes through a sequence of these streams, and then when it comes out, it's a lot more cleaner than it comes in on the other end.
When was it done?
I don't know the exact dates of it. It's been there for a few years now. It's been functional for a few years now, and it's a great working example.
What's the difference between a wetlands and a swamp?
Well, swamps are a type of a wetland, but swamps, essentially, you have trees. So, you have large trees more than, 2 meters high, then it's a swamp.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why we call a mangrove swamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in Tasmania, the best swamps we have is Melaleuca, the paperbark swamps, mostly in the north coast, and also some swamps on the Dismal Swamp is another common example in the northwest.
So this project there, where they're using it to purify the stormwater, is that something we could do more extensively? And
yes.
Is that sustainable for a city of the size of Hobart?
It's happening around the world for a range of reasons, some that I've mentioned before, that you build a machine, there's an enormous cost that goes into building the machine, maintenance, and it's actually a carbon sink, but if you do it through a wetland, you're getting all of these other functional benefits. There are other examples too. In Kingston, we have a similar example, the Kingston Wetlands. You can do a walk around that too. There's another beautiful example. And people in the mainland are a bit more active in this. Melbourne's done a lot of work in rain gardens, urban wetlands, demonstration projects around Melbourne and so forth. So we're catching up on it.
World Wetlands Day, 4th of February at Lauderdale School from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And there's a whole range of tours and voices and people speaking, as well as free kids activities. So pop that in your diary and you'll hear lots more about it all this week.